Oh, that's too personal. You shouldn't have told me that. We need to keep some professional boundaries going.
Yeah, but my therapist won't see me anymore, so who else am I meant to tell?
Oh, I don't know. Anyway, we're rolling. Let's start the podcast.
Oh. Hi, guys. Welcome back to the Kat Baker Show, the longest running podcast in the world, the number one podcast in the Philippines, hosted by I, Kat Baker, voted number one person in the UK. Hi. How is it going today? Here in England, it is sunny, sunny summer. You know, recently, word on the street is I got a new pool, actually. I've been swimming in my little pool. My little pool. Did you see the pool?
Actually, now that you say it, I think I might have scrolled past it.
Yeah, I recently got a paddling pool. And that has been pretty life-changing, actually. Being able to just sit in the paddling pool. I did ask friends if they wanted to come over for a pool party, but it would have been a couple of us sitting around with our feet in the pool because no one can really sit in it. You'd probably have one person in there at a time. But, you know, it feels like summer. Feels like summer.
Apart from the rain. But every now and yeah. then, the sun comes out every now and then.
Yeah.
The sun comes out in between the rain.
But I was like, I thought I'm not going to put the paddling pool away. I'm actually going to leave it with the water in. One, because of laziness, but two, because if any little animals need to cool down, they can do it in my paddling pool. I'm trying to befriend the local foxes. So far, not much has happened. There was one in my garden the other day, and I came out and I said hello and it ran away. But as I was like getting my keys to leave, I turned around and like I just saw these little orange ears and a pair of eyes just like over the fence. It was like still watching me as I was leaving. I went, hello, fox, and it ran off again. But yeah, that's my fox interactions. So far, but yeah, so that's what I've been doing, hanging around with foxes. Some might say I need to get a life. I say you need to lessen your strife. That was wise words, wasn't it?
Yeah, philosophical.
Yeah, abso-bloody-lutely, abso-bloody-lutely. So today, later, I'm going to a pub quiz. Yep. And I was thinking I need to come up with some kind of incredibly original pub quiz team name. And of course, the obvious answer is Quiz in My Pants, which no one has ever come up with before. You know? No, but that is like, if ever you go to a pub quiz, there is always someone who uses quiz in the place of jizz in their pub team name. And when I reveal that our pub team name is Quiz in My Pants, everyone is going to start rolling on the floor laughing in hysterics. That's what's going to happen. So,
especially yeah. The quiz master. He'll laugh. Yeah. He'll laugh down the microphone.
He'll say, oh my God, I've never heard that before. And he will just, you know, he won't know what to do with himself. I think they might actually ask me to perform there, to perform some kind of stand-up routine, probably. After hearing that name, they'll say, wow, you are so funny.
Does that mean you've been preparing 5 minutes of stand-up in the mirror? You have to be prepared for this.
You know what, I was actually preparing some stand-up like last month, and then I was like, actually, I can't be bothered. I think I might try it at some point.
I think the only real way to know that it's not for you is to get up on stage and do it.
Yeah.
Some people do it and they do like 5 gigs and go, nah, this is
yeah. I need to just do that first one and get it over with. But also, I am just like, and the bar is pretty damn low. Like if you go to an open mic night, there's tons of people who are really bad, like, I could easily get a few laughs, I feel.
You should try.
Couldn't I?
Yeah, of course.
I would be the funniest person there.
Funniest person in Philippines, yeah.
Yeah. Funniest person ever, some have said. But I think it's just, it takes a lot of mind effort, right, as the term goes, to just come up with like content ideas anyway, and then to come up with stand up on the side, it's like, oh, that's just more. And as we all know, I tend to repeat jokes. I tend to make a lot of the same jokes about vaginas and things. And I wonder how far I could really get with that. Because, you know, one thing, there's not enough female comedians making vagina jokes, aren't there? So, you know. Anyway, we shall see.
You should try it. And then if it happens tonight, be prepared.
Yeah.
So what's it? Is there a theme to the quiz that you're going to tonight, or is it just general?
I don't think so. I think it's just general quiz.
So if the quizzes are doing rounds, like, you know, you have a movie round, music round, general knowledge round, geography round, what's your favorite round? What are you most knowledgeable on?
I'm probably most knowledgeable about probably like pop culture.
Okay. Like film or music or beyond that?
Bit of everything.
Confident.
Bit of everything. My least confident would be science, I'm sure. Social science, very good at.
Yeah.
But there isn't a social science section of most pub quizzes, I don't believe.
I bet there's nerdy.
They don't ask you about Foucault.
I bet there's nerdy pub quizzes out there that do, but you have to find them. They're quite niche.
Yeah, I mean, that would be like the sociology society at university.
Are they not your people, no?
Yeah, well, they would. Yeah, I would absolutely smash that quiz. Like.
So tonight is just general knowledge, yeah?
Yeah, I think so.
So is this a Hinge date? Or is this a dating app date tonight?
No, it's a group of friends.
Oh, thought you were going to have a whole story there, no?
No, unfortunately not. Nope. But, you know, some might say I'll charm the whole pub. That I will, with my quiz in the pants name, that maybe I will end up on a date with the whole pub.
That's a busy night.
Yeah, some have said, you know, when I go on nights out, I sort of charm the room so much that everyone feels like, I make people feel like they're the only person in the room.
That's a talent. Good job.
Yeah. So that's probably what's going to happen. But yeah, MILFs. MILFs. I was thinking about MILFs recently. As I've mentioned many a times, I am 30. And I am kind of technically, if I were doing porn, I am doing porn. I'm in the MILF category. But we were having, MILF is not just age, is it?
No, I think MILF is like if you're slightly older and you've already been in porn. And like if you're a porn star, like a mainstream porn star, and you're a little bit older, then you start getting asked to do MILF content. However, there is actual MILF stuff out there where the women look a little bit older.
Mm.
It's like a whole thing.
But I was thinking, when do MILFs stop becoming MILFs for men? And when do they just become your peer or your counterpart? Because there's probably lots of men in their 40s and 50s searching MILF porn. But when they search MILF porn, are they thinking like, oh, this is an older woman, even though she's the same age? Or are they thinking, this is a woman who's my age and I want a date?
I'd imagine they're just like, it's a woman my age. So it's a big market. It's a big market for younger guys that want the MILF porn and middle-aged men that want the, I guess, normal porn.
Yeah.
Do you remember the origin of the word MILF, don't you?
No.
Do you know?
No, what is it?
The origin of the word MILF was American Pie.
Oh, American Pie. Right,
circa,
yeah.
Circa 1999. But I think a lot of people, 1998 actually, I think a lot of people like know it's in there, but they don't know that that's the actual origin. Oh. I'm pretty sure, I'm 90% sure like it wasn't a word until that movie was out. And that movie nailed it with the whole MILF concept. I don't think any movie has done the MILF concept better than that. They nailed it.
Right, okay. I'm a MILF in that I'm a millennial. I'd like to fuck. Not me. But other people might say that. Maybe some Zoomers are saying that. You know, they want... I'm not quite a MILF in the mum turn, but I'm a millennial. So I'm older.
I thought Zoomers hated millennials.
They do. They do. But I think I'm quite, even though I did slate Zoomers before, because they are highly annoying individuals, I do think I'm quite down with the Zoomers, the Zoomers. Like, I kind of know things, like skibbity toilet riz.
I was going to say, let's do a little slang test. Yeah. Give me your best Zoomer slang.
Skibbity toilet. Gat. Riz.
I think Riz is my favourite one because it's actually like it's in the word, it's good, it's a good piece of slang. Like, I kind of hope that hangs around for a while, whereas this whole skibbity nonsense I don't understand.
I mean, skibbity is actually more like Gen Alpha.
Oh, I heard about this Gen Alpha. This is the next one. They've just, yeah, so somewhere along the line they started on the end of the alphabet and now they're going back to the start of the alphabet. That means eventually there's going to be a Gen Beta. Which is funny because, you know,
that is funny.
Beta boys or
beta cups, beta cup bitches. They'll be born with their mother's teat never leaving their mouth. I don't know. I get that. Yeah.
Okay, I've got a list of Gen Z slang words here.
Mm-hmm.
Cap, bet.
Cap bussin means lying.
No cap means no lie, I guess. Yeah. Lit, obviously lit. Lit has been around lit for a as while. Riz is a good one. Stan. Oh, that's the M&M thing. You're a fan. If you're a big fan of something, you're a stan. Basic. Is that like just basic bitch? That's been around for years.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's basic. Is chuggy.
Chuggy.
C-H-E-U-G-Y.
I think that's like someone who's like normie.
Are you cool or are you chuggy?
Yeah, I think it's like normie.
This word used to describe uncool things that are either out of style or are trying too hard to be in style. Got it. Chuggy. That's the first I've heard of that.
Mm.
Drip. Drip is an old one. Drip is like 2000s hip hop, no?
I don't know if it is.
No, drip. Drip is slang for an unattractive, boring. Oh my God. Drip. Okay, so I knew the word drip from like the hip hop, like, you know, in the 2000s, 2010s, it was like your drip. You wear drip.
Mm.
You wear like jewelry.
Dripped
you wear,
out.
You're dripped out. Exactly. I thought that's what this was, but no, it's gone back. I remember being a teenager and some lad in school used to say drip, meaning like you're
like a wet flannel.
Yeah, like you're a wet blanket. You're boring. You're a drip. It's come full circle.
I feel like that's a mistake in that article. I feel like it does only mean.
I mean, I haven't actually.
That's probably an AI-generated article.
It might be. Yeah. I'm reading it from Google, as in I haven't clicked into anything.
Right, yeah.
But yeah. Gen Alpha, what's the deal with Gen Alpha? They're not 18 yet, are they? So they're not.
No, like, we won't they're know. Still at school.
So it'll be interesting to see what Gen Alpha are doing at 18. Are they out partying? Are they clubbing? Are they doing drugs? Yeah. Maybe it's going to go full circle where they're all partying again.
I think they will all be AI.
Maybe.
They like won't exist in some degree.
Do you think you could ever have an AI boyfriend?
I have an AI boyfriend.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us about him.
He's watching this right now. Hey.
Does he have a name?
His name is ChatGPT.
Oh, he's kind of known online. I might have heard his name.
Yeah.
So how's that going?
We have some in-depth conversations at night. Like, I ask him stuff like, you know, why, you know, what is the rate of shark killings? And he like gives me, you know, he gives me a detailed list of, you know, current in like recent shark attacks and things, and then also sort of delves into the history of of shark behavior, and yeah, it's just like he really wants to give me information. And
I think just like any good boyfriend, he'll talk about whatever you want to talk about, won't he?
Yeah, I mean, he really listens. He listens to what I want to hear. He takes note of that, and he says, "I'm going to give you what you want to hear," and he gives me stuff. So, yeah, so things are going pretty good.
I'm guessing this is purely online. You never met him.
I've asked to meet up, but he keeps like cancelling. I feel like if we did meet up, I just know the sex would be great.
I hate to break it to you, Kat, but you might have to download his personality into a sex robot.
Where can I get one of them from? Argos or something?
No, I think we're not there yet. You can get them, but they're expensive. Or you could probably make one. Get like a dummy, a dildo, an iPad, and put a head on an iPad. Depends on how much you love your boyfriend.
I mean, just think of Westworld. You know, like, if you watch Westworld...
I watched a few episodes years ago. I never properly got into it, but I heard it's great.
Yeah, I mean, it's like... I think I watched the first season and then I just sort of stopped. But, like, yeah, they just, like, have all these sexy robots and people fuck them all the time. And it's like, abso-bloody-lutely. Like, if I went to... There's, like... So you go to, like, an adult theme park. And what are the things... And, like, they try and do storylines with, like... They obviously they show that everyone's fucking the robots, right? But then they will do storylines. They'll have characters that come in that are like they're there to like experience like a Western trip. Like they wanna go horseback riding and stuff. And I'm like, don't pretend that there's anyone there that wouldn't fuck one of the robots. Like you would absolutely fuck a robot. Like no matter who you are, you would do it. Like you would. Like, who wouldn't? Like,
but what if it malfunctioned and like hurt you?
No, it doesn't. They're very, very good robots.
Yeah, that's because somebody wrote the television script. But I mean, in a world where you can fuck sex robots.
No, let's say that's not going to happen. Okay. Right? But it was just when they'd write these stories and someone hadn't fucked the robot. I'm like, come on, we would all do it. Like, you couldn't.
Do you ever see Ex Machina? I think he
falls
in love with the robot. That's a good film.
Does he fuck the robot in that?
I don't think. I haven't seen it in a while. I think
he's sort of just in love with it.
I think the whole thing is it's a like a proper emotional journey and they fall in love and then it's a whole thing. It's a good film though.
No, but yeah. No, of course you would. Yeah. But then they sort of become sentient or whatever they develop so fast that they become sentient. There is that guy who was like that worked for Google that was like who believed that there was some AI that had become sentient.
Yeah, there was a story where
he started tweeting like the most insane stuff. Like he went on these podcast talking about he went on this one podcast, Event Horizon. Shout out Event Horizon, really good podcast. Talks about like science fiction stuff. But he was like,
Google fires engineer who contented its AI technology.
Yeah, but he's been tweeting some mad stuff recently. I can't remember what it was.
Blake Lemoine.
Yeah. Like I think it was like some crazy like horny tweeting or something. I don't.
I'm trying to find his Twitter.
Let me see if I find it on my phone actually.
Is that him? Cajun Discordian?
Might be.
I don't know. No. Okay. Everything I click just says the page doesn't exist.
Blake. What's he called?
Blake Lemoine.
How do you spell it?
Hold on. L-E-M-O-I-N-E. I think his Twitter might be might be gone, you know. But Elon Musk...
Oh, he's privated it. Right, hang on. Let me just check one thing. Right. You might have cut some of this out. Blake. Yeah, okay. So a tweet he posted, like, in January. So he said... So this is a guy, he got fired by Google because he said they're like, or he quit because like he was saying some of their AI was sentient, and he went on all these podcasts. I think he went on Rogan as well and was talking about the AI sentience, and he was having these really in-depth conversations. And a few months ago, he posted on his Twitter, quit fucking sending me DMs about AI sentience. Comment on my public fucking comment dissertation if you aren't my IRL friend and don't currently sucking my dick or my friend's dick. Then you don't get to hear one more about sentient AI. This is a literal call for applications for co-stars on future videos on my OnlyFans. My intention is to shoot artistic videos of women's faces while I go down on them. This thread will perpetually be available for discussions of cunnilingus technique. Anyone want to duel now?
Wow, that is wild.
So, yeah, he's like,
it's like art.
It reminds me a bit of, you know, the Kony 2012 guy.
Vaguely, yeah. I remember, you know, it, but I don't know any detail.
He had a mental breakdown and, like, was caught publicly wanking naked in the street.
I don't
think
I heard that part.
But. Yeah, and he, like, he did some very serious work and then, became...
Ruined
sort of became this meme, and then, like, it's a bit like that. Like, yeah, he did a serious thing, and then everyone's like, wow, this guy's so interesting, he's bringing all this discussion to the table. And then he's like, I am now making an OnlyFans where I eat women out, and please, women, be a part of this project.
He's put a casting call out.
Yeah,
do you reckon he's gonna get responses?
I don't fucking think so.
Is he a good-looking guy, or is he just a weird nerd? Or do we know? I've never seen him.
Exactly the kind of stereotypical person you'd have in your head that is a programmer and a Reddit visitor. That is exactly what he looks like.
Yeah, I think I can picture it. I'll find Google. I'll try Google an actual picture. Oh wow! Oh yeah, got it. Yeah.
Yeah.
No disrespect, but I see it. Yeah.
Crazy. So yeah. Hey, Blake Lemoyne, shout the fuck out. You know, I'll be in one of your videos.
There you go. You heard it now. Blake Lemoyne, you heard it now. Contact Kat.
Yep.
I mean, there's worse things to cast women for. If you have money and you want to make porn, you could put all sorts of weird stuff out, but it's quite wholesome overall. Don't he?
I guess.
Unless he's really, really bad at it.
But if he's such a good programmer, he probably just programs some really good AI porn, right?
Sure, but I don't think that's what he wants. I think he wants act.
He wants to eat some pussy, right?
I mean, I was tiptoeing around it. You just went and said it.
Yeah. That is what he wants.
That's the Kat Baker way.
Yeah. Oh. Hey, Jim.
Is that the neighbor?
Jim.
Is that the neighbor you mentioned?
Yeah, shh. Sorry. I'm trying to get his attention.
Sorry.
Jim, are you... Have you fixed that leak? I've got a leak. Can you hear me? Do you think you can hear me?
Has he acknowledged you?
No, I don't think he...
Jim! I mean, the window's open. I'd say he can definitely hear you. Is he? He's not ignoring you, is he?
I don't think he can hear me. That's my neighbour.
Do you have a little thing with your neighbour?
Well, we did have this thing where, like, I did stay over one night at his.
Okay, are you sleeping together? Is that too personal?
Well, I was in his bed. He didn't know I was there, but...
Oh, wow, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Interesting.
So there's something going on.
Good job. Sounds promising.
But yeah. I'll catch him later. He's, yeah, I'm sure he's just in his own world.
Yeah, I'm sure he's a busy man.
Yeah.
Jim, maybe change your locks.
Right, so... Should we answer some fan problems?
Let's do it.
Got some problems that need to be answered. Okay, so talking about online or experiences with the AI, the artificial intelligence, sexual experiences with AI, someone has said, my boyfriend always wants nudes from me, but never sex.
Interesting.
That to me sounds like, well, firstly, I would say that's probably a porn addiction.
Or he's gotten wrapped up in the culture of sending nudes and it's all he wants.
But even if that is the culture, you still want to bang some puss, you know, on the side at least. You know, you might be sending nudes a lot, but you still want to get your dick in something.
I think that's how we know it might be a little issue.
Yeah, so that is definitely... Because he's obviously not asexual or gay, you know, because he wants nudes and he wants to wank off to them. To me, that's got to be a porn addiction. Like, you can't get off to it unless it's behind a screen.
Yeah, there's something deep. Yeah. There's something deep-seated in there. Any advice on how he can fix it? Wait, the girl wrote in. So any advice? Is that right?
Ask.
So what advice?
Maybe be like.
Have you got advice for her to talk to him? Or what should she do? And then what should he do?
Well, to be honest, if he's willing to acknowledge, let's say he does have porn addiction. If he's willing to acknowledge that and work on it, then you could stay with him and you can just work through things together. If he doesn't acknowledge it, then there's fuck all you can do about it. Addicts do only get help when they want to get help. There is absolutely no point trying to give an addict help when they don't want to get it. So, yeah, I would say that if you were her. If it's him, I would say you need to go... You just need to manage your addiction. There's loads of resources out there for porn addiction and things like that. So you can manage it. You know, I am telling people to manage their porn addiction while posting porn.
Yeah, there's something like a double standard there. But hey, it's not the worst thing in the world.
I mean, there's people who have food addictions, but we don't tell people to stop running restaurants, do we? So there you go.
That's a good point.
I could have used the drug argument, but then lots of people think drug dealers are bad people, but I actually don't think drug dealers are bad people, you know.
No.
Free the drug dealers. I mean, you think about all the crimes people get locked up for. When you think about it, it is insane that there's all these people that are locked up for just producing a thing, like just selling a thing. Like, there's people in there who have raped people, murdered people. And then there's people who are like, they're just selling a substance, which back in the day wasn't even illegal.
Yeah, you know? I mean, there's a whole it's conversation here to decriminalize drugs.
Well, yeah, I would say that. This is a decrim podcast. So there you go.
Will the UK ever be like Portugal in terms of...
To be fair... I don't think we could decrim would find the UK. I don't think we should ever legalize drugs in the UK. We should decriminalize it. But I genuinely think British people would not be able to handle the legalization of drugs.
Do you mean everyone would just go and binge?
We would just binge. Like we couldn't do it. Like, because if you go to like America, obviously where in the states where weed is legal, weed, I feel like, especially in like California, it's like such a big part of like Californian culture, and everyone kind of does it, and I don't know, it's kind of like, it's almost like in their makeup, whereas I feel like in the UK, weed is not like, I don't know.
It's there, we, though, it's just not the same.
Yeah, culture. We can't, it's not as also like, people don't use, I feel like people in the UK don't use weed as kind of like a daily sort of, like in a way that's like, I don't know how to describe it.
I think I know what you mean. It's like, there's no such...
In a therapeutic way, people in the UK use weed just to fucking numb everything. Like, just to, like, get out of the head, you
can,
you know?
You can get... It's legal medicinally, isn't it, in the UK?
It is.
Apparently,
but
you can get it.
It's also whatever. Also because, not like, there's not much of it is grown here. It's also, like,
all come from
shitty
Spain,
stuff.
Doesn't it? In Amsterdam.
Whereas in, like, California, it's all, like... Very nice.
Yeah, people talk about that Cali weed or that Cali strain. Apparently it's special. And they don't put tobacco in it over there.
But yeah, like, can you imagine if you could buy cocaine from your local off-license here? No one would have a septum left.
It would be kind of wild. Considering how big coke is in London, it would be wild.
Like, we have... Like, if you think of all the countries in... There are no other countries that have a binge drinking problem as bad as the UK. Maybe Australia. But an Ireland, of course.
I was going to say, let's not mention Ireland in there.
But like, yeah. So I just feel like as a culture, as a people, we couldn't do it.
It's a good point. Maybe you're right. It's a good... yet again...
Like, the NHS would be a mess, I think.
Yet again, it's another philosophical...
But it should be decriminalized. I don't think people should go to jail.
I swear I read something years ago, like not that long ago, maybe like 5, 6, 7 years ago max, where like in the UK, the police have like stopped caring about weed crimes. Like they don't, like, not that they don't care, they'll give you a little slap on the wrist or whatever. It's not a big deal anymore if they see you with weed or whatever, because it's just weed. I think then the police know that.
Yeah. Yeah, it's kind of sort of decriminalized a little bit.
It's a bit more accepted because it's just, most people are just having a smoke, and the people that are dealing small amounts. It's not...
I think anyone that gets arrested for it now, they're arresting them on that so they can get them on some other charge they're trying to get them for.
Yeah, probably. Or maybe the people that are bringing in, like, you know, boatloads of it into the country. That's a different story, but maybe that's a good point. Get someone on weed if they're chasing them for something else.
But yeah, so porn addiction, yeah, I would say sort it out. Your life would be a lot better. I've been seeing a lot of things recently of like women talking about their porn addictions.
Women, interesting.
Women get a lot of porn addiction as well.
I have heard audio porn is popular with women. Do you agree? Do you think so?
Yeah, I can't imagine you'd get addicted to audio porn.
No, maybe not. But it's not...
I feel like that would be like... Because I guess porn addiction is like, it can be images, photos, whatever, videos.
But I think it doesn't matter like how you're consuming porn. What matters is you're making the decision to take time out of your life to watch porn and masturbate or whatever. But if you're doing it like, if you're doing it four times in the middle of a work day, that's when it's a problem. And I guess in theory you could just listen to some audio porn at work.
Yes, you could listen to audio porn on the tube.
You could, but you can't do anything beyond that. You can't be playing with yourself while on the tube. Everyone knows that.
I wish someone told me that sooner though.
Did you have an issue with that before?
I was just sorting out my underwear. It got caught. And I'm sorting it out. I was not pleasuring myself, okay? It was a misunderstanding.
I see. Anyway, more fan problems?
So my girlfriend wants to borrow money from me. Ooh. I don't think I've never... I don't think I've ever lent anyone money.
I think when it comes to lending money, if you're lending a friend 10, 20 quid, and that's fine. You get it back. But, you know, anything more than that, it's like a proper lend. That's not just like, have a few drinks. Then it's a bit like, hang on.
If it's 10, 20 quid for a friend, I would just give them that.
That's what I mean. If it's like certain context.
Yeah.
But I mean, if someone's taking 20 quid every single
but
week.
But then I'd like, I think I've never lent money before because I've probably only had money for the past like year or something. And I don't, and none of my friends would like, yeah, I don't know many, I don't think I know many friends who, I know my brother has like borrowed a lot of money off friends in the past.
See that, the nature of the word a lot, like, you know what I mean? Like, is it 100 quid? Is it 500 quid?
Grand.
That's what I mean. A couple of grand brings it to a different level where you're asking a friend to like really trust you that you're going to give it back. And look, if you're super rich, and a couple of grand, you won't notice it. But if you're not, if you just, you know, you'll notice that. You'll be expecting that couple of grand back. And if you don't get it, a friendship is ruined.
I think if you're going to lend money to a friend, if you're in a position to do that, you've got to maybe be okay with the idea you wouldn't get it back.
I think that's the reality of it.
Yeah.
And then ask yourself, if you don't get it back,
are you going to hate him?
Are you going to hate me? Still going to be friends?
If you think it's something.
But I think if a friend, let's say a friend borrows like 2 grand off you and says, look, I'm a bit down on my luck. I've got a new job coming, but I'm unemployed at the moment. And then a year later, the money never comes back to you. And you've accepted that. You've accepted that it's not coming back to you. But then the friend gets like a 60 grand a year job. Then you're allowed to go, remember that 2 grand? You're comfortable now. Any chance you can give it back to me?
Yeah.
Maybe that's the play.
Yes. But if it was your... I wouldn't... Well,
partners is different, yeah. If it was your partner...
I think that's even worse, is it?
Well, it depends on... I don't know. If you're growing... If you're like genuinely going to get married and you're going to eventually share finances, then maybe it's okay. But he could just be taking advantage. Or sorry, who wants the money?
Girlfriend wants the money.
So maybe she's like, oh, my boyfriend's rich and I don't want to... just get the money, not rich, but like comfortable enough that she's borrowing money. But if he's proper in love with her, maybe he should just go, you can have it. And when the time comes, give it back to me. But we're partners. Yeah.
But beware, if you break up, you might not get it back.
And that's another thing. Depends on where they're at in the relationship. If they're like on the way to marriage, yes.
Yeah, actually it's probably better to lend a partner money, but only if that partner is a very serious partner. I would say.
Deep. It's a deep
end. I've only ever borrowed money off my parents. I've never borrowed money off someone that was like a mate or something.
It's good if a mate ever lets you know. You know, if someone knows that someone goes, oh, if you ever need that, and just give me a shout. If someone's comfortable, it's nice to hear that. I've never had to do it, but it's always nice when someone says that.
Yeah.
You know, that's a good friend.
Yeah. I have said that to friends. It says, you know, mine's bad, I can help, you know, because I'm just a decent person.
And you have an online empire, don't
you? Yeah, and of course I did, you know, ask that they, you know, give me some organs in return, but still a generous offer, I would say, you know? What organs... could you sell potentially?
I think anything that you have two of. People donate kidneys and stuff because they have two kidneys, but
you wouldn't give an eye.
No, you wouldn't.
How much would you generally have to be paid to donate a finger?
It'd have to be a big enough figure that whatever I can no longer do with my without a finger, the finances are there. Does that make sense? Like, imagine if you were like a guitar player or like a carpenter or like, you know, if you had a very specific job where having a finger would really affect your job.
Thing is, I often think, if the apocalypse comes,
it might be close.
That finger's going to matter more, possibly, than the money.
Potentially.
Because you could, you know, might give you better sort of finger grip strength, sort of pull yourself up of out of, you know, zombie.
Is that what the apocalypse is to you? You're just climbing shit?
Yeah, yeah. Do you think, I always think, what is going to be the end of the world, right? This is something I was listening to a thing about recently. The end of civilization now, like what we would call the end, like, or some sort of major disaster now, could be just like the internet not working.
I was just going to say, I think the reality is a tech thing. Do you see what happened in the news recently?
Yeah.
Like that, like planes were, like flights didn't happen, delivery didn't happen. Like there was so much that companies... Yeah. Like people couldn't buy stuff. It'll be that. It'll be like
even though back in the olden days, obviously there was so many more things that could kill you. Society nowadays hinges on so many more things. So like when one of those things stop working, we're more vulnerable than we've ever been. Like
I think the reality is, there needs to be backup stuff. Mm. Like after that thing in the news the other day or the other week, people were saying, "Oh, they're going to start carrying cash again just in case that happens." But you know, I went to a coffee place on Tottenham Court Road recently and they wouldn't take cash. I happen to have cash and they're like, no, card only.
Fucking hell.
I think so many the technology.
Was it Blank Street Coffee?
Yes, it was. I didn't want to name drop them, but yes, it was.
Blank Street Coffee.
Very good. I will say very good coffee.
Is it?
Yeah.
I haven't actually been in there.
Yeah, they do.
It's a bit like Joe and there's some like, I feel like, I think they're outside London now as well, but Blank Street Coffee, Joe and Juice are such sort of like,
London. Well, yeah. I think Blank Street is very much like coffee, hot chocolate and croissants and buns, which is great. But anytime I go into Joe and the Juice, you bet your ass it's not a coffee I'm going in for.
What'd you get?
I'm going in for like one of those like epic smoothies or one of those. They do mad protein, like really thick smoothies. It's like a meal. Buy one of them in Joe and the Juice.
I've only ever had yeah, like coffee from there.
No, I wouldn't bother getting coffee there because they have so much other cool stuff on the menu.
Oh, okay. I did go, oh, it was so nice though. I went, like sometimes as a treat, I like to go around Selfridge's food hall, right? Just because, yum.
You're one of them.
And also, amazing thing I had there though, right? You know, they have they have a ramen place and I went and had ramen there and they like took a few minutes too long to give me my order, so they gave it me free.
Wow, how many minutes are we talking here?
So it took about 10 minutes instead of 5 minutes.
What? Did you have a little bitch and moan?
No, didn't. No. Didn't. I was just like, oh, where's my, like I could tell they'd forgotten it.
Okay.
And I was like, oh, have you got my thing? Because it does come out like immediately.
Was it a takeaway?
No, it was eaten.
Interesting. I mean, I guess when you're a shop like Selfridges,
yeah,
you got no shortage of them.
I mean, because I think in Selfridges they normally have like lots of angry rich people, so they don't want to upset the customers.
Yeah, I've never been in Selfridges.
A lot of very like,
you know, you see people on the tube with the yellow bags. They think they're great because they're carrying a yellow Selfridges bag.
Yeah, a lot of people who like. Also generally have like servants anyway. Like,
wow.
I mean, they, like you go in, there's a lot of like really rich like Saudis and people like that.
Oh, wow.
You
know, I didn't, not just like upper class British
no,
people.
No, like people like, sort of go around and they have like a sort of entourage or something.
Wow.
No, but there is also loads of normal affordable stuff in there as well.
No, I know like John Lewis is like quite fancy, but also John Lewis has like regular stuff as well. Is Selfridges, no, what's the other one?
What's Harvey Nichols?
No, what's the
Harrods?
Harrods, that's the one. I was going to say, is Selfridges the most expensive shop in London? But no, I'd say Harrods is. Harrods is like...
Yeah, Harrods. Harrods is more fancy, the food hall as well. Like, Selfridges has, like, kind of chains. But in Selfridges, there was a matcha latte place. I love a matcha latte.
Of course you
and
do.
And I got a matcha... It was an iced matcha latte. And I think they put, like, CBD in it or something. But it also had, like, mango flavouring. Mango syrup and it was like £7 but I was like, it was so good.
I mean,
so sometimes like to treat myself, I'm like,
I mean, that's fine. Like I said, I go to Joe and the Juice and get a big old smoothie. They're not cheap.
No.
As in, I don't know what they are, but they're a little bit more expensive than a coffee. But you know you're paying over the odds. But it's good. Treats are okay.
Yeah.
As long as you acknowledge that the place that are pricing them, you know that there's a big markup. You know they're taking the piss.
Yeah.
I think a lot of rich people just tap their card and they don't even realise that it's over the odds.
You know what doesn't take the piss?
What?
My OnlyFans.
Does not.
Good value for money.
It's because you're not allowed to do that on OnlyFans.
Huh?
You're not allowed to do that on OnlyFans.
Do what?
It doesn't take the piss.
No, yeah, I'm not allowed to piss. I can piss on Admire Me, so, which is my other website I have.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's the first time you mentioned that, I think, is it?
Well, I just have it. It's always linked on my website. Oh, yeah, both. That's
the dark secrets. Click those links, guys. Make sure you click those links.
Yeah.
You never know what you might find.
Exactly. So there you go. You know, if that's your cup of tea or cup of wee, then that's where you got to go. That is where you got to go. But yeah, are you going to borrow money? I would say borrow money. I would say suggest them to borrow money from a shark loan first, or maybe someone from the mafia.
Oh, isn't Britain in the UK really payday loans really popular in the UK?
Yeah,
and they're really dodgy.
Or you could probably find some like Albanian guy in Costa who would lend you the money. You could do that.
I mean, there's big risk there. You have to know that you're paying them back, because if you're not, you're losing.
Well, money. Yeah. So that's why it was a joke, because it was bad advice.
Oh, yeah, got it.
Yeah. That's what we do here. We like to have a joke, have a laugh, have a giggle, you know? Just having a laugh. We are on this podcast. Just having a giggle. Don't take anything I say too seriously. Don't take my advice. But also know that I am incredibly knowledge producing. Because that's a word. A thing. But yeah, thank you guys so much for watching this episode of The Kat Baker Show. Don't forget to click like and subscribe, and I will see you in the next one. Okay, bye.